yes, the song for the Celtics right there as we get ready for game five tonight, the Celtics and the 76ers. We welcome in John Corrales of Boston Sports Journal and the Locked On Celtics podcast. Hey there, John.
Hey there. How's it going?
Going well, thank you. Look, if we've learned nothing else, the Celtics aren't going to all of a sudden start playing mistake-free basketball. And you wrote about it. This series, like I guess the whole season, is a constant battle between their potential and their flaws.
Yeah, I'm dying for them to put it together and live up to their potential fully. It's tough to see the flaws that are there, and it is tough to remember that sometimes, like, these guys, especially somebody like Tatum, still a young guy, but, you know, at this point, you just feel like they should know better. The mistakes at the end of game four, it's not that they lost. It's not even so much that they came out and Tatum struggled at the beginning. They put things together in the second half, especially the fourth quarter, played wonderfully. And then down the stretch, they just forgot basic principles. They lost their discipline completely. And it's just an immaturity. You know, it just feels like an immaturity, even from guys that are, you know, hey, Marcus Smart's 29, Jaylen Brown's 27. There's got to be some level of maturity there to not blow assignments or not recognize things. So, yeah, the potential of this team is incredibly high, but the flaws just can erase so much of it.
Hey, and one of the things that got fans pretty excited was the lack of timeouts from Joe Mazzulla. But again, you're not going to change the way you coach just because you're in the postseason.
No, right. And I agree with initially, don't call a timeout. But there are things in that situation that go with it. They were treating the game like it was a tie game. It's almost like they didn't realize that James Harden had taken the lead. They come down. If you don't want to call a timeout, I get it. Because Harden's on the floor, Tyrese Maxey is on the floor. There are guys on the floor that you can attack. So don't call a timeout. Run the ball up the floor. Force Harden and Maxey and those guys to defend. Force an exhausted Embiid to defend and see if you can get a quick play. 18 seconds on the clock. That ball should have been over half court at 15. They could have gotten into a set, run one play, got a shot off at 11, 12. And if it went in, great. Then you defend for 10 seconds, and you still have two timeouts. If the Sixers score, then you have a timeout there, boom, advance it. You have another chance to score. If the Sixers score again, you have another timeout to it. You can extend that 18 seconds into three possessions if you need to, but you have to go quick. And where Joe Mazzulla really screwed up was around 12 seconds or so, when it was very obvious that team was not going to be going quickly. That's when you call a timeout. You call a timeout there, you get the guy set, and then you run a play. Then at that point, you can get a shot off within 3-4 seconds and still have time if Philly comes down and scores to get a timeout, advance it, and score again. But trust your defense to go down there and get a stop. Philly was exhausted. So, Mazzulla, I agree, not calling a timeout right away, but once 5-6 seconds had elapsed off the clock, then you have to use it to remind the guys that you're down one and you need to get a shot up so you have a chance, a second chance, an offensive rebound, something, so you can get another shot.
As a fan, I'm sitting there watching and I'm thinking, just play, know the situation, know where you are in the game, what the score is. But I wondered as I watched, do players think about that differently than I do sitting in my couch?
No, this is a complete, I called it a four-level failure, starting with Jaylen Brown completely abandoning his discipline and leaving James Harden to allow for that last second or that late three-pointer. When you're up two, you don't want to do that. Then you get down to the other end of the floor. Marcus Smart is the point guard. The point guard has to know time, score, situation. Down one, the point guard has to know, all right, we got to go quick. We got to see if we can get a shot up here. We're going to see if we can get an offensive rebound, a second chance if that shot misses. Got to make sure you're maximizing your chance to win this game. It's only a one-point game. You have a lot of options at that point. But Marcus Smart, as the point guard, that's a major failure on his part. And Jason Tatum, same thing. So casual. Just coming out at 7 seconds left to try and get the ball and win the game. Like, they didn't need a buzzer beater. They needed a bucket. And they had plenty of time to get it. The fact that 11, 12 seconds elapsed before he even made a move, that's ridiculous. So all three of those players in the last 30 seconds made a huge mistake. And so did Joe Mazzulla. It's three complete lapses in discipline, and you know that you can't have that cost them a playoff game.
We're talking with John Corrales here on Downtown. Well, let's take a look at the other side. Doc Rivers made a conscious decision not to use his bench very much in Game 4. Basically, played seven guys for the most part. Will that catch up with him if this series goes seven games?
I think it will. I think we saw in the fourth quarter, Joel Embiid completely ran out of gas. And, you know, he played 46 minutes in that game. So Al Horford was blocking him straight up. Now, Al Horford was playing great defense, but there's no way Horford should be blocking Embiid straight up on jumpers. You know, so that tells me that Embiid had nothing left, which really, by the way, adds to the complete failure by Jaylen Brown, because if the worst case scenario is you played five more minutes, hey, that's fine, because he's going to keep Embiid, Doc Rivers is going to keep Embiid in there. Those last 5 minutes, he's toast. So that's another blown opportunity. I'm sure Embiid will come out strong in this game. This is a huge, obviously a must-win game for both teams. But as the game wears on, I just don't know how much he's going to have. He's faded in fourth quarters. Celtics have to take advantage of that in this game, and if there's a game in a game six, and if there's a game seven in there as well. I think that will cost Doc Rivers.
I feel like if they could just come out, the Celtics, and just play their game for four quarters, every game would be a lot like game two.
Yeah, they are. When they play to their potential, like we started, they're unstoppable. And that's the most infuriating part. They know how to play. They've done it. And the fact that they don't do it constantly, that they have these lapses in the playoffs, I mean, it's the most infuriating thing, because Tatum has said, he has spoken about not having these lapses that cost them games in the playoffs because it hurt them last year, and here they are doing it. So you'd hope that at some point these lessons sink in. I'm, you know, not exactly hopeful, but, you know, they haven't proven that they can do it, but it would really be nice if they can do it for 48 minutes, because if they do it for 48 minutes, actually, it wouldn't be 48 minutes. It would be 40 minutes, and it would be 8 minutes of garbage time.
Right, right. Absolutely. Well, we'll see what happens tonight, the pivotal Game 5, Celtics and 76ers. John, thanks as always for joining us, and we'll check in with you again next week.
All right. Talk to you then. See you.
John Corrales, Boston Sports Journal, the Locked On Celtics podcast.